Yeah. Let's get it. We ain't gonna waste no time. We ain't gonna play no music. We just gonna get right into it. You know what I mean? Hit the like button. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate you. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. Be sure to comment. Hit the like. You know? And if you like what you're seeing at any point while you're watching, hit that donation button. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chat, Super Sticker. Let's get it. I ain't gonna waste your time, though. We gonna get right into it. We ain't playing no music or nothing. I got some ridiculous nonsense to get into. I'm gonna be back tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time. You know? But right now, as usual, it's plenty of ridiculous nonsense to get into. You know what I mean? Just give me a second. I should have played some music. I'm going to play some music, but we about to get right into it. We ain't even waiting 5 minutes. Hold on. Let me get the music playing, y'all, while I do the final things to get ready. Got a nice crowd in here. Everybody hit the like button. I'm pretty much ready to get into the stupid shit, you know? I'm ready to get into it. We ain't wasting no time this morning. It's Sunday morning. Y'all ain't in church. Well, you are in church. You in RB Sensei Church, you know? Let's get right into it.
I hope I don't freeze. Can you hear me?
Yes. Where are you calling me from?
I live in North Carolina, but I'm on the cruise ship right now.
Oh, you're on a cruise ship. Okay. Enjoy your life.
But you on a cruise ship, you're supposed to be having a good time. The last thing you're supposed to be thinking about on a cruise ship is calling into Kendra G ghetto ass show to find a man. There's men on a cruise ship. Use your beauty and your charm to get a man on a cruise ship. Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. Whatever things you lack that's stopping you from getting a man on a cruise ship, those are the same things that are going to hinder you on the Kendra G show. So let me just start there. If you think I'm being too hard on her, I already watched the first couple of minutes of this, and I'm not being too hard on her. You know, everybody hit the like button, and let me do my e-begging spiel real quick. I'm looking for a Sunday morning live stream sponsor starting at $5. You know, it makes you the sponsor of the stream, the king of the stream, the big dog of the stream. Cash App, Super Chat, Super Sticker, PayPal, Streamlabs. Links all at the top of the chat. Our goal for the first hour is $15 to guarantee a two-hour stream. If you want to see me on for 2 hours and you want to be the sole $15 provider, do that. Our whole goal for the whole stream is $25, preferably Cash App so YouTube could keep their motherfucking hands out my pocket. I want to thank Neo Morpheus and Cold Blue Steel for being responsible for this stream even existing. Now, you should be responsible for this stream going on 2 hours and, you know, locking down another bonus stream sometime this week. You dig? Let's get it.
You live in North Carolina?
Yes.
North Carolina. How old are you?
I'm 50.
50. What you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse. Do you have any kids?
I have 5 adult kids.
Oh, I hope it doesn't mess up. How old are your 5 adult kids?
34,
32, 30, 27, 24. All about the same
man? No, 3.
Okay, let's get started. Now, the first thing I want to point out, matter of fact, let me get on a better spot.
3 men.
All right, that's good enough. She has a 34-year-old, and she's 50 years old. So what does that tell us? I'm no mathematician, but I think that tells us that she had a kid at 16 years old. If I'm stupid and my math is off, y'all could correct me in the chat. Look, usually women who have kids at 16 aren't good dating options, ever. They never make good dating options. You know, 5 kids by 3 different baby daddies. This isn't an intelligent woman. This isn't a disciplined woman. This isn't a woman of character. This is a woman who lacked common sense. You know, they always say I was young and dumb. Look, I didn't know a lot of things at 16. But I knew I didn't want to have a baby. I knew that. And I knew what precautions to take to not have a baby at 16. I'll tell you that. And I didn't have the greatest upbringing. I didn't grow up in a 2-parent household. But at 16, I knew if I ejaculate in a woman, I'm going to have a baby. And that's not what I wanted to do at 16. 5 by 3. This is a pop and drop, a pump and dump, a hood rat. But now let me guess. She won a top tier man at 50 on a cruise ship. Just, I don't know. Let's do the VA vets. Let's do the VA vets. Visual analysis. I mean, dreads, the dreads look messy. It doesn't look attractive at all. Her hair is nothing that's going to attract any man. I'm not knocking dreads, but they got to be put together well. You know, she got on some, I'm not going to get into the beads. Okay, great. She got on some ratty t-shirt that she probably bought on the cruise ship. The point that I'm trying to make is she put no effort whatsoever into being presentable to men. She just hopped on. So that tells me right there, she don't think a man is worth putting effort into. Off top. So negative 10 points just for that. I'll just keep it that simple. I'm not even going to do the rate 1 to 5. We can all agree she's not really an attractive woman. And I'm not knocking her for that. But the way she gonna talk in this interview, she ain't talking how she look, and that's not okay.
Have you ever been married?
I was. Divorced, when did you get geez, 14 years ago.
Oh, okay. And what, you're a nurse. And what's your zodiac sign? Is it Monette?
What's your zodiac sign? Yes, it is.
Divorced 14 years ago, so... What, when she was 36, she got divorced? There ain't no point in getting divorced at 36. You know? Unless your life on the line, which, look, 99% of the time, women don't get divorced because they life on the line. Bars. You should have stayed with your damn husband. You hear me? And I don't even feel like doing the math of which husband or which baby daddy was what, but you didn't make good decisions after you got divorced. You should have stayed your ass married.
I'm a Leo. I'm so nervous.
They're telling me you've been here before, have you?
No, I watch you every night, and I'm a night nurse, so every time you're on, I'm at work. Okay. So I've never gotten on. So well, sorry, cousin.
At least she got the common sense to know I shouldn't be going live on Kendra G while I'm at work. At least she got that much common sense.
Never been here.
She's never been here, cousins. All right, let's get into it. Monette, no. North Carolina, 50, Leo, is a nurse, currently on a cruise ship, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Moms of five kids by three married, three men, married once, correct?
Yes.
Did you marry one of your children's dads?
My two daughters, the two younger ones.
Okay, got you. All right, Monette, what kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Yeah, you a joke. You know that little laugh, that little tickle that you got that made you laugh when she asked you what type of man you looking for? That's how we see you. That's how we got tickled when you popped up on here looking for a man at 50 on a cruise ship with raggedy looking dreads at 50 years old. Well, yeah, we chuckled too. We did. You know, what does that show? You're not a serious person. Because that's not a funny question. You know? It's really not. So what, you see men as a joke? Or are you just a goofball? One or the other. Both are bad from the male perspective. Looking for a mate. Hey, somebody let me know something in the chat, man. Don't be a creep and just watch me and not let your presence be known. Type something in the chat. Anything in the chat. Just say, hey, what's up, RB? Anything.
A real man.
I got to pause it again. We already starting with the shaming language. We already fucking starting with the shaming language. So let me guess, most men ain't real men. Why? Because they don't want your old washed up ass. They don't want your old immature ass who been making bad decisions since you was 16 and it never stopped. And even when a man came and played Captain Save-A-Ho, you sabotaged that too and left him. You love men who ain't real men, apparently, because ain't none of these relationships working out. Or maybe that's all you attract, is boys or guys who ain't real men. You ain't a real woman. How about that?
Somebody that knows themselves, somebody that's loyal, somebody that just knows they're ready to live life.
Look, we've been living life. Everybody living life. You don't know a damn thing about loyalty. You pushed out three kids. Oh, my bad. You pushed out five kids for three different men and was married and divorced him. What the fuck do you know about loyalty? I mean, seriously, ask yourself that. None of those three men, at least three men, we know she didn't fuck with more than three men, but let's just go with it. None of those three men were worth continuing to be loyal to, thick and thin, sickness and health. Think about those wedding vows, man. It's for richer or poorer, sickness or in health. You know what I mean? Till death do us fucking part. You don't know shit about loyalty, lady. You've had relationships with at least 10 men. I think that's being fair. I think I'm being super conservative. You've had serious relationships with at least 10 men in this 30-something years of dating. None of those men were worth being loyal to? Well, what the fuck is wrong with your picker? And why do you keep attracting men who aren't worth being loyal to? Because maybe you're not worth being loyal to, and life like attracts like. Ever consider that?
Like, I run into so many guys that just don't know what they want. I don't want a man that I have to take care of.
Well, no, you're going to get one. That's why you had to say it. Because you keep running into men who you have to take care of, and that's your fucking status and level right now. And it's only going downhill from here. That's the crazy thing. Like, that's the crazy thing about a woman's life. Their standards keep going up, but their looks keep going down. Their likability keep going down, but they think they could keep demanding more. No, the quality of guy you can get is going to rapidly go down starting at, well, let's put it like this. After 25, the quality of guy you can get is on a rapid decline from there. Flat the fuck out. So, yeah. You got to get a man you got to take care of. Or just stay single. A guy who can take care of himself deserves better than you. That's the harsh reality of it.
Because I'm not gonna. Right. I need him to be stable.
No.
Just be a grown up. I'm 50. I'm too old for games.
You are a game. You are a joke. You're a fucking clown. All the decisions you made up until this point tells us that. And I think you got red dread. So yeah, perfect fit. It's a perfect fit. You deserve games. You deserve little boys. You not actual little boys. You know what I mean. You deserve, you know, motherfuckers who got to couch hop, couch surf. That's what you deserve. And honestly, a lot of those guys are too good for you.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Bad hygiene. Little penises.
Ma'am, you can't talk like this with rusty dreads and you're unattractive talking about little penises. You would be blessed to have anybody wanting to have sex with you. Don't worry about a penis. Look at Kendra's face. Little penises. I'm sure you got an out of shape body and a wide vagina. So if you got wide vagina, don't complain about little penises. I mean, think about it. 5 humans came out of it. And it's been getting plowed constantly since 16. If you don't want him to judge you for your wide, you know, sinkhole, then don't judge him for having a little penis.
Can't do little penises.
Wait, give me a second. Okay, so, okay, he has to be well endowed.
Yes.
Okay, anything else? Continue.
So Dilberger, so no small penises, it has to work. Men of my age that I meet, they have erectile issues.
Look, they have erectile issues when they got to get it up for you. I bet those erectile issues will go away with a 22-year-old, 25-year-old, 28-year-old. Poof, no more ED. If you get a young hot bitch, no more ED. You know? The nerve of this woman. She's shaming the men her age because the men her age don't want her. You know what I mean? This is her get back because they don't want her. You don't deserve love at this point, ma'am. You had your chances. You had at least 10 chances. God's fed up with you by now.
And they don't want to correct them, and that's a no for me.
Can I just say, I mentioned this earlier tonight on Facebook, and I was talking to my godmother last night about that. And basically, my godmother's in her 60s, but she was saying if I talk to a lot of women in that age category, they would share that is an issue for men in their age category.
Yeah, because nobody wants to, most men don't want to fuck on a 50, 60, 70-year-old woman. So it makes total sense. You know? Why don't y'all look at yourselves? Maybe it's something you're not doing. Or maybe it's something, you know, off-putting that you're doing that's making them have ED. Have you ever considered that? Let's bring a 26-year-old in there and see if that problem still persists. You know what I mean?
So he has to have a big penis and a working penis.
It definitely has to work because... let me be real. These men... they talk too much. If they just stop talking and let somebody, because to me, if you're into somebody, then all that stuff, it can be worked on, right? But when you come in the gate and you're talking about what you're going to do to me and how you're going to, what you doing it with, first of all?
You too old. You're on a public platform. You somebody's grandmother. And what I tell you about black women, bedroom fun is first and foremost over character, over anything else, man. It's all about bedroom fun. You got to put it down in the bedroom above all else. It's sick that they put so much emphasis on that. And think about it. In a long-term relationship, I mean, you're just an old freak, like an old washed-up freak. Like, in a week's time, how much bedroom fun can you even really have? Think about how small of a percentage you're actually having bedroom fun compared to all the other time you're around a person in a relationship. You know, let's just say at best you having bedroom fun 10% of the time. What about the other 90%? Who's trying to have bedroom fun with this woman in the first place? Y'all down bad.
That's number one. Second of all, I just feel like at this age, everybody has some type of issues that they're dealing with. Just be willing to deal with them, because I come across men all the time who either can't get it up or can't keep it up. And I'm a nurse. So I suggest, you know, go talk to your physician. There's things that you can get. Everything, they're the man, they're macho, this and I need a man that doesn't just bark out things. They can take correction also. Because we all...
Nobody wants to take correction from you, Miss Cleo. Nobody. Men don't want to hear a woman no more at that age. Like, look, man. I'm not in my 50s yet, but when I get in my 50s, I don't want to hear a bitch mouth. Shut up and listen to what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't want to hear no nagging. I don't want you on my back about nothing. Just shut up. I don't want to learn a thing from you at that point. Whatever I don't know at 50, I just don't know. My fate is just my fate at that point.
Nobody knows everything. So I feel like you can learn from each other. So back to that. I don't want no man who dick don't work.
This is sad. This is just sad. Even Kendra is like having secondhand embarrassment. Look, I need everybody to hit the like button right now. Take your fat ass thumb or fat ass index or middle finger or whatever and hit the like button. Use a combination of fingers. Your thumb, no homo. Your thumb, your index, and your middle finger. Or wait, am I saying the wrong? Whatever the fuck. Hit the like button.
Happen. I'm going to tell you.
Wi-Fi is messing up. After you said it's not going to happen, you went out.
I'm going to leave if your dick don't work.
Ma'am, okay, you going to leave for all them other reasons, too. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. That's all you qualify for is a nigga who dick don't work with low self-esteem and he got all type of other issues. Like, that's your level. Dudes who got working Johnsons can do better than you. That's going to be the ongoing theme of this interview. The man you're describing can do better than you. I feel sorry if this is your mother. Think about it. This is five humans' mother on the internet keep talking about, if your dick don't work, and it, this is just sad.
Are you going to tell him that his, are you going to tell him this?
I tell them. You know why?
See, this is why you shouldn't, don't hold back with women. Be blunt and hurtful. Not on purpose, but just talk real and raw with them the way you would talk to another dude. You know how guys talk to each other? Ain't no sugar on it at all. Don't put no sugar on it. Because these bitches don't put no sugar on it when they shaming and talking down on men and belittling men. So don't consider their feelings when you're talking to them. Give it to them straight, uncut, and raw with no chaser, no grease.
I tell them, Kendra, because a lot of women don't. And so they walk around with this ego and they think that their shit don't stink. If you're...
Look who's talking. Coming to theaters near you. Is it just me or is that the energy you was picking up from her? She arrogant and walking around like her shit don't stink.
More honest with people, then maybe they'll get it and they'll work on themselves. But I feel like women don't tell men things because maybe they don't want to hurt their feelings or something. But listen, to thyself be true. I'm going to tell you, your shit stink. I want you to tell me if there's things I need to work on, because I'm going to work on them. And I'm going to do the same to you.
So this could be said. So I want you to respond to this. Some men will say, well, how do you know he couldn't be excited enough by you to get an erection?
And it could be true.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts.
So how do you know that?
But we knew you wasn't going to dive into that on your own. She wasn't going to bring that up on her own. You see that look on her face? She got her feelings hurt a little bit there. You see this look on her face? No, I'm going to rewind it a little bit. I'm going to rewind it. Now, look on this look on her face. It seemed like we got her. Like, gotcha, bitch. It was one of those gotcha, bitch moments. Look at the look on her face.
And I'm going to do the same to you.
So this could be said. So I want you to respond to this. Some men will say, well, how do you know he couldn't be excited enough by you to get an erection?
And it could be true.
Okay.
Look at that look right there. That's the look of you got me. You got me. Yeah, let's hit the Cash App up, fellas. I'm roasting her. I'm cooking her. I'm sauteing her. Whatever the fuck you call it. You know? Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, links all at the top of the chat. Let's get it. You look, nobody else in the Red Pill community bring it like me. I'm claiming it. Nobody's fucking bringing it like me. Nobody breaks down the intricacies of these things like RB. Fucking period. Shout out to Austria D. If you want to say Austria D, I'll accept that answer. You know, if you want to say TFM, I'll accept that answer. But other than that, man, nobody bring it like me with the entertainment value that I bring, goddammit. And I see a lot of content creators, and I ain't mad at them. Do y'all thing. I want all of them to make a billion. You know what I mean? But it ain't no fucking reason why I shouldn't be killing it, you know, with the donations and all that. Because don't nobody bring it like RB. I'm grabbing my nuts on this stream.
So how do you know that that's not the case opposed to his penis doesn't work?
Yeah, you a joke. Keep laughing. I'm so glad Kendra G was, you know, brought it up. I didn't think she was. I thought she was gonna, you know, stay loyal to the sisterhood, but she got her.
Let's just say that the men that I've come across who that has happened to, we figured out why.
Okay.
Like my nurse brain turns on, right? I'm not just speaking from a woman's perspective saying that your dick should work, right? I know how physiologically the penis works. And so when you have high blood pressure.
Yeah, I will bet. 5 kids and all the dicks you probably been through. Yeah, you the penis whisperer. You the dick whisperer. You the willy whisperer, bitch. Yeah, I get it.
You're a black man taking lisinopril. You know, you're addicted to sugar. There's a lot of things that can stop your penis from working. And if it's because you're not attracted to me, you're all over me like a horn dog. So, you know, if your body's saying no, that could be the case, but that's not, it could be the case. I'm never going to say that it's not, but these men are after me. So if you're after me.
See, these women, man, see, they don't get it. See, part of this is men's problem, that they hollering at this. Like, men don't holler at anything. So their egos never get humbled because there's always some guy at the gas station who willing to holler at her. So in her mind, she's still that 16-year-old in high school, that hot piece of ass in high school. Well, I doubt she was ever a hot piece of ass, but you know what I'm trying to say. For a lot of women, that they never let that go. They're always prime pussy in their mind. But that's not reality.
And then we're doing a do, and then it...
Well, this is what I would say. I believe what you're saying to be true, but I just wanted you to respond to that for the men that, because there are some men, I think that's a very hard thing for them to accept, right? It's not an easy thing for a man to accept that he can no longer get an erection. So sometimes they deflect and say, well, maybe it's just you. Maybe I just can't be excited about you. And two things could be true, but I do believe what you're saying is the truth. But I just wanted you to respond to it because I know a man or two would say that situation.
And if it's me, then why are you coming back?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Anything but to admit you're not what you used to be or you ain't some hot, bad bitch, right? Oh, my God. Think about it. It's a 50-year-old woman. And let me just... We've been watching this for 11 minutes and 51 seconds. Like 10 minutes of it has been talking about dick. And this is a 50-year-old woman. Half of a century. Break it down in a century.
Okay. Let's keep going. I have a paid question, but we'll get to it in a second. What's your deal breakers?
Oh, I said bad hygiene, penis doesn't work.
Nothing about
If you don't have a car, if you live with somebody else at your big... No.
If say it again, honey.
You have to have a job. You have to have a car. You have to have...
No.
I said, if you don't have a vehicle, that's a no. If you don't live on your own, that's a no. And if you're not gainfully...
You don't got no fucking leverage. Your coochie hair is gray. You're not attractive. You got some musty dreads in that don't look like they've been done for 6 months to a year. You don't have any leverage to make demands. That's why you 50 on Kendra G. Right? Women who are oh so desirable and they got niggas up their ass, why would she need to come on Kendra G? They all over me, Kendra. I can't keep them off. I can't keep beat them off with a stick. Why the fuck are you here then? Exactly. It's all in your fucking head. It's all in your dread head, ma'am.
Employed, that's a no.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
Not necessarily, just clean cut, take care of yourself.
Nothing about you says you would look like you fit next to a clean cut man. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Black.
Okay. Black. I know you're on a cruise. Is this the best? I know you're on a cruise, so we're trying to keep the Wi-Fi going. Is this the best place for your Wi-Fi?
I'm not sure, but I'm trying not to move it.
Okay. I'll just try to go fast. You do have a paid question. I'm going to read it. You ready? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Chief said, Monette, sister, you're cooked. You're the reason men can't get it up. Masculine as hell. What straight man is getting it up to a man energy like that?
A lot of them.
Lot of
and like
we know you take a lot of dick even at 50. Like, that's not a flex though. Like at 19, well, that's never really a flex for a woman. I got a lot of niggas getting it up for me. That has never been a flex, you know. But at 19, it would feel a little more comfortable hearing it from a woman. You're like, yeah, you is a young hot bitch. I bet you do got a lot of dudes getting it up for you. It would still be a little off-putting, a little disturbing, a little hoish. But, you know, you could accept it a little more. But coming from a busted 50-year-old, like, no, ma'am, that's not a flex. You're somebody's grandmother. And you bragging on an internet dating show about how many dicks get up for you. Think about that on a deeper level.
I said, if I'm the issue, then why are you still chasing me around? There's an issue with you.
Okay. So a lot of them. I put this up.
Jesus Christ.
Divine Photo says, you rough around the edges, leading with sex. Plus, if sex was important, why haven't the men flocked to marry you?
I didn't lead with sex. You asked me my deal breakers.
This is true. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you've been married, correct?
I have.
Okay. All right, let's keep going. So, I actually think I had
been married isn't a flex. I was married at one time, but you ain't still married now. I mean, I guess in the ghetto ratchet world that we live in today, I guess you could say at least I got married once. Somebody thought I was good enough to marry. It's just all so sad and pathetic.
I gotta look a certain way. We got to make a certain amount of money.
You better not say anything.
At least 80.
Oh, no, no, no. At least 80. No, 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 no. I ain't even close to the mic. No. Can y'all hear me? I want to be able to scream it, so I'm far away from the mic. Hell no. Can y'all hear that? No, ma'am. No, no, no. a 50-year-old man who make 80K and keep his hygiene together and he clean cut. He's fucking 25-year-old trim. You hear me? And he ain't got no erectile dysfunction problems. You got life fucked up.
Should he be in North Carolina?
He doesn't have to be. I travel a lot.
Oh, okay. Let's do the Kendra cam. That's when you stand up and we see your full body.
Oh, tatted up too? Masculine energy and tatted the fuck up. Long ghetto nails. Got two sleeve tattoos. This is a mess. This is a whole damn mess, y'all.
A little bit.
Oh, God.
I'm going to try to make you see mine.
Okay, yeah, if you move back. Okay.
I mean, look. Her body ain't the worst 50-year-old body I've ever seen in my life. You know? But I couldn't do it. No, I couldn't do a one-night stand or nothing. Nah. But I thought she was going to be worse. So I give it to her. Still a horrible person, though.
We can see your full body. Okay, we see you, Mona. How long you been on this cruise for?
4 days.
The Wi-Fi just got really good, so stay right here. When was your last relationship?
I'm going to say 2 years ago. I've had situationships since then.
And that's just pathetic. 50 years old and had situationships. And the way you said the 2 year one, I don't think the 2 year one was a relationship. It was the closest of the situationships to being a relationship. Let's just be clear about that.
Okay. Three flaws. No, you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Oh, Kendra, y'all going to eat me up. Yeah. About to eat me up.
You don't have to answer, but if you want to share, you can.
Last weekend.
We ain't going to eat you up. That was expected. You've been talking about dick the whole interview. That's not anything shocking. It's not anything appalling based on everything we've seen so far. Yeah, we ain't shocked. Not at all. Not in the least bit.
On the cruise?
No, ma'am. Before I came on the cruise.
Okay, is that guy an option?
He could be.
He could be, okay. Three flaws you have to work on.
Well, according to your cousins, I'm super masculine. I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am a Leo. So
being a Leo don't got shit to do with being a masculine bitch.
Yeah. I can be masculine. I can be submissive to the right person.
False. Conditional femininity is not femininity at all. If it got to be this special type of person for you to be feminine, you're not feminine. That's like a dude saying, you know, I'll act masculine for the right woman, but I'm acting like a homo any other time, though. Unless you that right woman, I'm acting like a homo.
I think I can work on my patience because at my age, the smallest thing it's not going to work.
Right. But patience. Yeah, if a woman says she got to work on her patience, she's not relationship material. That's one of the main things a woman need to have. Like, that's part of femininity. Oh, the smallest thing, I'm going to cut you off. No, they cutting you off. They never getting in a relationship with you to begin with. You keep talking about situationships. So it's all cap. It's all cap.
So,
the smallest thing and always. You don't like anything small, Monet, huh?
Now, listen, I don't want to, like I said at the beginning, if you have feelings for somebody, the sex thing, the penis size, that can, you know, that's negotiable, but.
Well, so you haven't had feelings for all these men over this past 32 years? Where you couldn't, like, the love couldn't conquer all? All these men and dicks you've been through? You know, nothing could have worked out. I don't believe nothing you damn saying.
To me, what's more important is somebody's personality, how they treat you, how y'all vibe, and things like that. It's not all about sex and the penis, but sex is important in a relationship, in a marriage, intimacy, all those things is important. So if that part doesn't work right, like I said, from my nurse perspective, let's work on this. Let's fix it because it's fixable. You know what I mean?
You're not a woman who like to make things work out. You don't fix problems. You leave. The smallest thing, you leave. Remember? You just said that, you hypocrite. The smallest little thing, you out of there. You're not the type of woman to fix and work on it and try to figure out a way to make it work. Thick and thin. That's not you. Your resume has proven that time after time.
It's fixable, but a lot of guys, they don't want to take corrections. So I'm not leading with penis, but it's important. Anyways, so yeah, I have no patience for just dumb things.
Guess what? The men you want have no patience for you. And that's why they get the fuck away from you as soon as possible. And that's why you 50 years old, half a century on Kendra G. There's nothing else left to be said. It really isn't. Let's see what that nonsense is. Let me see how many women on this episode of Kendra G. I guess this was some stupid shit too, because it seemed like the whole rest of the show was her. Oh, please don't tell me this is a woman. Hold on. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
A great person to spend time.
Oh, I gotta do it. Let's just do it, y'all. Let's just do it.
Okay. Let's see who else we got here. Irene, you ready? Show me the room. Show me the room, Irene. That's right. You were here and we got disconnected. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Irene, where are you calling me from?
Oh, we got to do the visual analysis off top. We got to do the, what's up with the dreads tonight? But let's just do the visual analysis off top. A fucking, what is that? What would you even call that hat? What's that Paris hat name? It's not a fedora. What is it? Can somebody tell me the name of those little Paris hats? But look, I don't want to get stuck on that. The shirt, the dreads, the African, the old 1989 African, you know, queen chain, the watch, the nails, the glasses, the weight. I'm taking off 50 points just off the visual. Negative 50 points. Okay, another 50 points for her name being Marriage Material 88. So negative 100 before we even hear her say anything.
I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay, I'm from Connecticut.
Okay.
How old are you, Irene?
I'm 36.
36. What you do for a living?
I'm a guest service agent for a hotel.
Okay, guest service agent. You have any kids?
Nope.
Okay. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
And I think, have you ever been married?
No.
No. So we got Irene, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 36, Leo, guest services for a hotel, you said, correct?
Mm-hmm.
No kids, never married.
Like, if you went into the hotel, like, okay, obviously she can't wear this at the job. Well, I've seen crazier things. Well, not crazier things, but anyway. I don't know. I ain't even going to go there. I ain't going to go there.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Not to say the generic tall, dark, and handsome, but, you know, I like what I like.
Is that the
request?
I mean,
somebody.
Huh? Is that what it is? Tall, dark, and handsome?
No, I mean, you know, I'm just, you know.
No, that's the request. That's going to be the request. And I don't even know where to start as far as breaking down why she thinks that can be her standard. Come on, tall, dark, and handsome men, please don't tell me you pumping this. Please don't tell me you laying pipe down on this.
I mean, obviously, I want somebody that's honest, somebody that's loyal, someone that is financially responsible, someone that's well put together as far as their mental, so mentally stable.
There's nothing mentally stable about this outfit. There's nothing mentally stable about anything I'm looking at on my screen right now. I just want to make that very clear.
I don't know. Look, I'm nervous.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers, I call it homosexual. And what that is a man that likes to live off women, you know. Yeah. A liar, a cheater. And yeah.
Look, ma'am. Well, this is a public service announcement to all women who are big or unattractive or have kids. That's where you are in your life right now. If you meet any of those criteria, you qualify for a hobosexual, a man who's going to have bedroom fun with an undesirable woman so he can have a place to live. That's the part of hobosexual the women never talk about. That's the other aspect of it they're leaving out. A hobosexual is a man who has bedroom fun with a woman that isn't desirable on the dating market so he can get benefit from it. They're going to keep ignoring that part of it. Ma'am, that's what you qualify for. You are blessed to pay for a man. That's your only shot of anything serious in the dating market.
Yeah, that's all I can think of right now. Liar, cheater, and, you know, don't try to live with me. Long story short.
Don't try to live with you. Have men in the past try to move in with you?
I went through that with my ex. He was a homosexual, and, you know, and that's what I discovered at the end of our situation.
Okay. Excuse me. Should he look a certain way?
So I do like chocolate men. I do normally like them to be at least 6 feet and taller. Nice smile. That's it.
Okay, so be at least 6 feet and taller. Should you make a certain amount of money?
I don't really care about that. I make my own money, but at least enough to take care of himself and also be able to court a woman.
Okay.
Oh, so you want to be courted too. You got to be over 6 feet to get this, fellas. Look where we are on the dating market, where you got to be above 6 feet to even qualify for this. Man. Where's the asteroid? Just end it now, God. Just end it now.
Let's do the Kendra cam, Irene.
I'm nervous. Hold on. I got to move it because I know it wasn't right where I had it. So I'm going to put it over here. Maybe you can see my whole body. Hold on.
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I'm good?
We got you. We see your outfit, girl.
Okay. Is Belly hanging out? This is ridiculous, man. What we rating the Kendra cam, y'all? 1 to 5. Y'all feeling this? On a drunk night, y'all hitting this?
Okay. That's not what it's about. I went to dinner, so I was already dressed.
do you want him to be in?
You went outside in this outfit? I don't believe it. See, I think this is when, like, women are already, like, overweight, out of shape. They just try to ridiculous it up even more. To, like, get attention for that. They know they're not going to get attention, like, for their body. Like, ooh, look at that fat chick. So let me just wear the most ridiculous shit I could wear, and then maybe people will look at me for that to maybe take the attention off the fact that I'm fat. I don't know. I don't know what the logic is.
Connecticut?
No, the tri-state area. So either Massachusetts, Rhode Island, where else? New York, New Jersey.
Okay. You don't have to answer. Oh, no. When was your last relationship?
So that was 6 months ago.
Okay. You don't.
All right. That's enough for her. Let's see what this lady talking about real quick. I'm going to hop off here in about 10, 15 minutes. The donations is dry. If y'all want me to stay on, hit the donations up. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs. Links at the top of the chat. Let's get it.
Okay, Apple, show me your room again. Irene, your camera went off. I'm going to come to Apple. Apple, you ready?
Okay, let's do the VA vets. Nose ring, -5 points. Tits out, -10 points. That's just off top.
Hey, Kendra.
Oh, to be official, this is Hot Garbage Strikeout. Now, I need to find somebody to keep score for Hot Garbage Strikeout. We at negative 15. I'll press play when I get a volunteer in the chat for keeping score of Hot Garbage Strikeout. We at negative 15. You know, negative 15.
Hey, what's your name, Apple?
No, that's just my little internet handle.
That's your internet handle?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. So, you want me to call you Apple?
I mean, you can.
Okay. But what do you want me to call you, love?
My name is Asia.
Okay. Asia?
Mm-hmm.
So, you want me to call you Asia? Asia, where are you calling me from, love?
I'm calling from the DMV area.
DMV. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. What you do for a living?
I have a lot of things under my belt, Miss Kendra.
Yep. So, I'm trying to get a more consistent point system. I would say if they have a couple tattoos, maybe that should be 5 points off. But if they got like a sleeve or something crazy, that's 10 points off. A regular nose ring, 5 points off. A bull ring, 10 points off. I'm trying to stay consistent. So we had negative 15, but I'm going to take off 20 points if a woman ever try to make it seem like she an entrepreneur and she got 6 different side hustles and shit. Yeah, that's negative 20 because that's one of my huge pet peeves. So we had negative 35, whoever keeping score.
But like... Like, I'm a barber, I'm a licensed barber, but my full-time job right now, I work in a warehouse, I work for Amazon.
Okay, so let me write, what should I write down for your job?
You can put Amazon for now.
Amazon.
But I got goals, I got goals, like, I'm working towards, you know.
Nobody cares. Like, as a woman, I could get this if you were a guy. Like, yeah, I'm working at Amazon now, but I got goals. Like, that would make sense to try to make it sound better. As a woman, nobody gives a fuck if you're a beautician or you work at Amazon. As far as men, they don't care. They really don't give a damn. It's actually hurting you. Like, you keep trying to, but I got other stuff popping. Men don't want a woman who got all this other shit popping and always in the streets and working on this business and that business. No. We need you to get on our program and be at home at night to cook and clean and suck. We don't need you hustling all night.
I'm going towards my CDL soon.
You're going through your... Okay. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do. I have 2.
Okay, 2 kids. And how old are your 2 kids?
I have a 6-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl.
Okay. Both by the same man?
No, 2 dads.
Of course, because it wouldn't be Kendra G if it was one guy, right? 2 kids by 1 guy. Yeah. So negative 5 points each for the kids. So that's another negative 10 points. And then another 10 points off for the 2 baby daddies that you got to deal with. And who's going to be calling her and popping up at the house.
Amen. Okay. And have you ever been married?
No.
No, okay. And what's your zodiac sign, Asia?
I'm a Capricorn, big Capricorn energy.
Okay.
You can't make this shit up. Anytime a woman puts a big in front of anything, you know, regarding herself, I'm a big Capricorn, a big Leo. I'm a big Amazon worker. Like, it's just masculine. It's masculine, man. I'm a big dog, big this, big that. Feminine woman want to be small. Feminine women want to be small, dainty, you know? Huge red flag. So we're going to take off 10 points for that.
All right, so we got Asia, DMV, 28, Capricorn, works for Amazon. Also working on getting your CDL, correct?
Yeah.
And mine are 2 kids.
Another thing, it ain't no working on getting your CDL. Are you in CDL school or not? Motherfuckers just be talking, man. There is a CDL school you can go to get your CDL. Are you in it or not? Like, it's really not much of a gray area in that. I just wanted to point that out. She's just talking.
It's by two men, never married. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I'm looking for the ballers.
You came right out with it.
For real, like, I mean, yeah, for real. Like, that's what I'm looking for. Like, the money.
Well, we got there early. How much money do we got to make?
The men that's willing to spend the money on, you know, that don't mind spending money on women. Okay?
Okay. Are you willing to do what comes along with that at times?
To an extent.
So what?
Right, because you're going to be effing dudes on the side, too. So, essentially, you're just, I mean, you just, you came on Kendra G to beg a man for money. This is crazy. Why don't you go out there on the streets, on the street corner, and work for it, like a real prosty? You know what I mean? I'm tired of these bitches, man. If you want some money, how much for a BJ? Let's get straight to it. Since you want to get straight to it, how much the F and get S'd by you, and then I'll give you some money. Since we keeping it blunt and straightforward. A baller. A baller can get prettier than you. Let's get raw and real. A baller could fuck with a 23-year-old with no kid. He don't got to deal with, oh, I got to find a babysitter. Ballers don't want to hear that. You don't qualify.
What are you willing to deal with for the money?
I'm not the type of female to go through, you know, phones and all that. If I don't see it, I don't know. I'm dumb. I'm a dumb blonde. I don't know nothing going on. As long as it, you know, ain't coming, you know, nobody calling me and trying to come at me as a woman and all that.
But why would anybody see this? Would you say, where the ball is at? Where the shot callers and the ball is at? You think men hear that and say, I'm going to make this my girlfriend? Seriously. Men instantly think, oh, cool, a hooker. Never mind.
Men is going to be men, I guess, now, nowadays.
Child, okay. Well, so you willing to kind of like, so as long as he, so let's get here now. How much money does he have to make?
These idiots don't know. These dingbats don't even really know. She work at Amazon. All she know is a $150 check every 2 weeks. That's all she knows. She don't know how much a baller even supposed to make. You know, she just basing it off Instagram pictures. This is a goofy bitch that you can manipulate real easy. And then she'll be back on here talking about, I got manipulated. Of course you got manipulated, dingbat. What else did you expect coming on here like that? Where the ball is at? And then the pause after, you know, she asks you how much you got to make. You don't know. Most of these women who come on here talking about six figures don't know what six figures is and how that spends. And what, you know, what you even get after taxes on six figures. They don't know. They just repeating what they heard on Kendra G or on Instagram. These idiots don't know.
Enough?
So, okay, how about this? What do you expect this man with money to do for you? What is the expectation?
I'm just saying, like, I'm not, at least, like, I'm gonna be real. I'm a real logical person and all that.
You sound like a bumbling idiot. What? You're not a logical person. It's not logical to come on an online dating show talking about where the baller's at with two kids working at Amazon. That's not logical. But nice try, Toots. Nice try.
And so, like, I'll say 50K, at least 60K.
What I tell you? Insert told you so meme. 50, 60K, that's like 40 something after tax. Who the hell balling on that? That's barely getting by. Are you serious? I told you. Didn't I tell you? They don't know what the fuck they talking about. But then again, she make 15K a year, so I guess 50, 60 would be balling to her. This crazy, y'all. This is sad. She got two little ones too. Two young kids. She ain't fit. She not fit to have those little ones. Flat the fuck out.
Elise.
Okay, so now
I really want like an NBA player or a NFL player.
Is she trolling? She went from saying 50 to 60K to I want an NBA player or NFL player. She probably think they make 50, 60K, her dumb ass. This is crazy. This ain't funny either. And you know when black women say, oh yeah, I'm funny. This is what they talking about.
I mean, I was going to say, because I mean, no diss to the 50, 60K range. If you make a decent living, be proud of yourself. But
yeah, that's like manageable. Like that's not a crazy number. That's like should be like bare minimum.
That's average. And yeah, in America, Listen, if you make money in America and you have a job, the economy's not the best. So there's no diss. But when you say I want a baller, I was thinking a lot more than 50 or 60K.
I mean, yeah, that's like minimum, like starting out there.
Poor baby. Just pray for her, y'all. Is that a wedding ring on her hand? I don't know. I don't know. But just talk to God about her tonight. That's all I can say.
But I want to get clarity here because you said you want a man that's willing to spend money on you. So what are some of the things you want him to spend money on you for? Do you want him to pay your rent? Is he buying you clothes, taking care of your children? Like, what's the expectation?
I mean, like, whatever he's willing to do.
Okay, but he has
spend, like, shopping and trips.
Keep in mind, she got a 5-year-old. I think she said a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old. And the first thing she thought of to have bought for or done for financially is shopping and trips with a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old. What is it, CPS? Can somebody call? Yeah, it's CPS. Please, somebody call.
Every once in a while, not overboard, but, you know, just want to throw me a couple dollars just because I got kids, you know, just I don't get child support and all that. I do everything on my own for me and my kids. And a man that want to come in my life, like, he don't got to worry about, you know, having to go at, you know, no dads or at whatever, like, coming at them as a man or anything. He's not going to have to worry about any of that, so.
Brothers out there, I don't care how down bad you are. You deserve, not deserve. Look, I don't care how down bad you are out there, brothers. You can get a chick that can put together a coherent sentence. Let that at least be the bare minimum, you know? Even if you don't got a job and you're short and ugly, at least let that be the bare minimum.
Now, do your children's dads, do they help you out?
No, they don't at all. So, with my son's dad, he's been in jail. He went to jail like when I got pregnant with my son and has been in there ever since. And it's going to be in there for a long time. Has nothing to do with me. It's his own, you know, decisions and choices. And I just don't want my son to have that impression or have that influence. So
maybe you should have thought about that before you let him yak up inside you. Why don't women ever have these insightful thoughts before they start, you know, screwing the dude? You know, the black community would be so much better if women, black women specifically, thought about this before they got impregnated. Nobody talks about how black women really are damn near, they're a part of the problem. They're a big part of the problem in the black community. Black women love to reproduce with the worst men in the black community. Good black men exist, but those are the black men that black women are repulsed by and will never have a baby by. The guy who's actually going to work 3 jobs to take care. The black man who's going to work 3 jobs to make sure his family is straight. Those are the black men that women are disgusted by. And that's why the black community is the way it is. Fuck it. I'm solely blaming black women for the condition of the black community. Stop fucking thugs and pookies. Start fucking the corny, smart black dudes, and the black community will be cleaned up in 2 generations. There, I said it.
maybe in the future, after he gets out, if he's in a good headspace, you know, I don't mind him, you know, meeting my son or anything like that. But as of now, that hasn't happened, or, you know, whatever, whatever. It's a little complicated. Wherever I have reached out to that side of the family, and they was just like the mom and a sister, and they was just like, it was his problem basically. And so I'm like,
I don't blame them. They already tired of his shit. They tired of him calling from jail, collect calls or whatever. They don't want to deal with your goofy ass. I don't blame them for one bit. I don't blame them for one second. Hit the like button, y'all. Let's get the donations up. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs. Let's get it.
I don't want to do that jail thing and all that. I'll just wait. Or whatever. Like, I'm not stressed. And then my daughter's dad, I met him, and we was in a relationship. And it was just like a hot mess. Like,
can you imagine sitting on the phone talking with this idiot? Seriously, even if you was just really trying to get some pussy, you was down bad. Can you imagine having to just listen to this woman talk for longer than 20 seconds? You know, I couldn't. I couldn't. I'm surprised I've been able to go this long, honestly.
No, he had no motivation, you know, procrastinating life and just made a lot of excuses. And I was, like, trying to have his back and all this and, like, be there as a woman, like, be there for him and all that. Like, you know, a woman's supposed to be, like, have a, you know, motivate him and all this. But then at some point he got mad at me and was like, I'm a man, I can do this on my own, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, you know what? All right. I don't got to stress I don't got to stress whatever. So we broke up. And I was still trying to do the co-parenting thing, but it was like, he cares, he don't even care about himself. And so I was the one.
You couldn't pick up on that before you got pregnant by him? They only had these revelations after, you know, a human was brought into this nonsense. They only think about this after the baby is born. Ain't that a quinky thing?
And, you know, put in an effort and all that. And I'm like, I'm not one of those females that is going to go to the court system. I feel like me going and doing all that is a waste of time. Like,
okay, you not the type of woman to go to the court system to get, you know, support from the men you had babies by, but you the type of woman to come on a public platform and beg a dude for money talking about, I'm looking for a baller. Somebody come help me with my kids. I can't take it anymore. I'm done. I'll see y'all tonight at 8 p.m.